And now some news from the world of sports. A photo finish, a winning margin of 0.10 seconds. The closest race in the history of the Daytona 500. It happened yesterday, and Denny Hamlin created all of it, winning the Daytona by making a move from fourth place to first over the final 2 miles of the course and edging out Martin Truex Jr. by a margin so slim it's hard to discern even in the high-definition photo that confirmed Hamlin's victory. Amazingly, Hamlin said the rush on the final lap that moved him from fourth to first was not even intentional. He told ESPN after the race that he was just trying to block a rival driver from gaining the outside lane so that the other Toyota-sponsored drivers ahead of him could get a higher finish. The maneuver unintentionally gave him a surge and an open lane to make the move, one that ended in historic fashion. To the NBA, and the Boston Celtics were surging heading into the All-Star break. They breathed a sigh of relief when GM Danny Ainge kept the roster intact and made no trades at the deadline, and validated that non-move again by cruising to a 121-101 win over the Nuggets in Denver last night. Isaiah Thomas picked up where he left off, recording a double-double of 22 points and 12 assists. Avery Bradley added 20 as the Celts beat the Nuggets for a fourth consecutive time. In the NHL, the New York Rangers and Detroit Red Wings went scoreless for 60 minutes of hockey at Madison Square Garden last night, but Kevin Klein finished off a 2-on-1 with an overtime goal to give the Blue Shirts a 1-0 win, a victory that had to feel extra good, not just because it happened in extra time, but because the Rangers had one goal disallowed by video review in the third period and had Wings goalie Jimmy Howard stop Jesper Fast on a penalty shot late in the game. The Rangers are in a good space right now, winners of 7 of their last 9 games. Now, the Red Wings do pick up 1 point for the regulation tie, and they sit 1 point behind the Boston Bruins for third place in the tighter-than-a-model-in-skinny-jeans Atlantic Division. The Bees get back to action tonight at home after a 6-game road trip in which they went 4-2. Their most recent win, an impressive come-from-behind 7-3 victory over the Dallas Stars. But the Bruins need to start cleaning up their own house, where they have a losing record so far this season at TD Garden. They do get a chance to tidy up tonight when they host the cellar dwellers of the Metropolitan Division, the Columbus Blue Jackets, who did force the Bruins to overtime in their contest last week in Ohio. The state high school gymnastics championships were held over the weekend, and the song remains the same for the Essex Hornets, who won the state title for the 11th straight time. The Hornets' Allison Green took home top all-around individual honors after garnering a 9.4 in her signature floor exercise event, just edging out teammate Abigail Gessman. And there were other strong individual performances as well from the team that came in second place overall, South Burlington, with Diana Gregory in the running. Northfield's Mallory Doodle was also putting the pressure on Green, and South Burlington's Posey Nash Gibney was a candidate for top honors as well individually, but none could quite get past Green. Rounding out the top five teams were Champlain Valley in third place, St. Johnsbury came in fourth, Randolph finished fifth. In men's college hockey, the Middlebury Panthers got goals from Zach Haggerty, Ronald Fishman, and Jake Charles, beating Amherst 3-1 on senior day. The Panthers end the regular season as the number 5 seed heading into the NESCAC tournament. They'll travel to Hamilton for a quarterfinal game this Saturday. The news on senior day not nearly as good for UVM, as the Catamounts lost 4-1 Friday night against the Boston College Eagles. They retain a tentative hold that UVM does on 7th place in the Hockey East standings heading into their regular season finale against Merrimack. In men's New England college hockey quarterfinals on Saturday, the Norwich Cadets beat Castleton 4-1. The Spartan women have the number 2 seed in the NEHC tournament, and they'll host 7th-seeded Plymouth State in the quarterfinal round on Saturday. Two boys' high school basketball playoff games are on the docket tonight, with semifinals set for number 5 Woodstock taking on number 8 Mount St. Joseph in Division 2 play, and in Division 4, 4th-seeded South Royalton will tip off against number 1 Twinfield, both games taking place at Barry Auditorium tonight. Men's college hoops, UVM got a league win Saturday, pummeling UMBC 99-54 behind a career-high 24 points from Cam Ward. Dre Wills added 15 in the UVM romp.